If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
It's over.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Jack Heinrich.
Well, that was a lot of fun here at the UC. Hawks were down 1-0 after one. Up 3-1 at the end of two. Utah comes back and ties it, but Connor Bedard, a long shift, ends it with the game-winning goal. Bring Troy Murray right back in because he's got a flight to catch down to Nashville, but Troy, that was a third period. They kind of fell back on their heels a little bit, but credit to them and Connor Bedard getting the game-winning goal.
Yeah, it's what we talked about after the second intermission, or during the second intermission, what they had to do to play well in the third period. You knew that Utah desperation mode was going to come out and have a strong push. They did. And Blackhawks just didn't have the answer for Utah during the third period, but overtime, a couple of big saves by Spencer Knight and then Connor Bedard at the end of a long shift. I was watching him, and it was funny. He was skating towards the Blackhawks bench, and one of the Blackhawk forwards who was going to replace him, I think it was Donato, had his leg over the boards, yeah, thinking that Bedard was going to change. Well, the puck turned around, and it went back into the Blackhawks' end of the ice. Then it was shot down, and he chased Sergachev all the way down the ice. He went behind the net, and Sergachev got body position on front of him and took off. And so Bedard had to back check all the way in the zone, turned around after a couple moments in the Blackhawks end of the ice, and then Bedard gets it, and he had some energy. I'll give him credit. He had some energy at the end of that long, long shift, but you can't criticize a guy who wants to take that responsibility. And I like the fact when he was talking to Darren Pang, he said, I took the penalty, and that was the one goal that tied it up for Utah, that he took responsibility for that, and he was able to respond. But, an exciting hockey game, a great crowd here at the United Center. Everybody's going home happy.
Yeah, Bedard was a little quiet, but he got that one assist on the Kaiser goal. Is that just all a player like him needs to just turn it around and forget about those last few games he has been struggling a little bit?
Well, a guy like Connor knows exactly how many games he's gone without a point and exactly what's going on. I mean, he knows himself that he needs to be more involved in the offense. And so just as you mentioned, Jack, just to get that one assist is, probably a little bit of a monkey off his back. But he was noticeable before that. He was involved in the offensive plays. And then, to get the game winner, that's just going to put a feather in his cap to move forward a little bit.
And then for the Hawks, they're going to be facing some teams fighting for the playoffs like Utah. And you see that big push they get in the third period. Is it just trying to match that energy or just being the aggressor? What would you like to see them do?
Well, they just, you have to know that these teams are going to have a lot on the line and you're going to work hard. I mean, Nashville is a game tomorrow night where, they've kind of had a tough season the way that they thought when they added guys like Stamkos and Marchessault that they were going to be better. But you're going to face a lot of teams that have a lot on the line. Colorado, San Jose, below them, but then Vancouver, that's going to be a big game for Vancouver, right, which any way you look at it. So it's not going to get any easier. At this point of the season, teams are ramping up their play, and some teams, they'll play loose and play better. The Hawks don't have anything to play for as far as the standings are concerned, but they want to win hockey games. San Jose's the same way. So it's going to be interesting moving forward how they can compete, but they've got points in four straight games, 3-0-1. So nice job by them. Now they'll go on the road for four and see if they can't continue on with the success that they had here at the United Center.
Yeah, hopefully they can keep rolling with that. All right, Troy, I know you got a flight to catch, so we'll let you get out of here. But I had a lot of fun sitting in the front row with you and John, something different. And I always enjoy pinch hitting for Charlie whenever he's got something going on.
You did an excellent job. Yeah, and Charlie, feel better. I know that you're still listening.
Yeah, he's locked in. He misses us. All right, that's the great Troy Murray. We got more coming up here on the Blackhawks postgame show. A big win for the Hawks, 4-3 in overtime. They've got points in their last four games, 3-0-1 in those. So rolling pretty well there for the Hawks here after this trade deadline. They get the win. We got more coming up here on the Blackhawks postgame show. You're listening to 720 WGN.
Bedard chips it down to the corner to Teravainen, to Del Mastro at center ice, to Bedard over the Utah line, right circle. Cuts in behind the net around to the left circle. Bedard to the slot will fire. He scores! Hawks win in overtime! Connor Bedard with his first goal in overtime in a while. And the Blackhawks beat Utah 4-3. What a win here at the United Center. Connor Bedard had no points in his last seven. Tonight he's got a goal and an assist, including the game winner in overtime.
That was the game winner called by the great John Weideman. Yeah, big goal for Bedard. He came in struggling. I think it was no points in his last six or seven games, and he's able to get two here tonight. So big game for Bedard and the Hawks, and a big win. It was fun. Normally I'm in the locker room like Tony DeNardis is doing for today, and I'm not normally up here when they win, so it was pretty cool to see an overtime winner in the crowd. There was a good crowd on a Friday night. A lot of energy, and that got going in the second period when the Hawks scored three goals. There was a fight by Patrick Maroon, and so a lot going on there. And then that penalty shot goal from Frank Nazar really got the crowd going. Yeah, Spencer, we're talking about Spencer Knight a little bit. Still another really great game for the new goaltender for the Hawks in his second game. He's got 36 saves on 39 shots. Allowed a goal 56 seconds into the game, but did a good job facing a lot of traffic here. The Hawks were outshot again by 14. Utah Hockey Club had 39 shots on goal. The Blackhawks had 25. So, again, Spencer Knight coming up big time for the Hawks in his second game. What an addition he's been. And one thing I noticed, too, when they do the introducing of the starting lineup here and they introduce the goaltender, Spencer Knight got a very loud cheer when Gene Honda introduced his name before tonight's game, quickly becoming a fan favorite. And I mean, me and Charlie talked about it on Blackhawks Live, just the way he was with the media and his attitude that he has coming to a team. And he's coming from the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, coming to a team in the Blackhawks that's down in the bottom three of in hockey, and he's coming in with a good mindset, trying to bring in what he taught from what he learned from winning habits, and another young guy adding into the mix, and a really good goaltender, and he's been very good these last few games, or these two games for the Hawks, making quite the first impression. Connor Bedard having a good game and a good bounce back game for him. Five shots on goal. He had 2 points. He was a plus one. He did have two penalty minutes, and he had the penalty that tied the game in that third period for Utah, who came back. And me and Troy Murray were talking about it. I wanted to see the Hawks attack a little bit. That didn't quite happen. Utah coming in right in the playoff thick of it, getting a big win yesterday over the Detroit Red Wings, another team they're fighting over the Detroit Red Wings. That's another team fighting for a playoff position in the Eastern Conference. So they're able to get that big win on the road, trying to get the 4 points on this road trip. And the Hawks were able to at least get two, so they only get one. But nicely done by the Hawks to, even after that third period, to come back in. And they lost that opening faceoff in overtime. And so much in the 3-on-3 overtime, it's who has puck possession. And right off the bat, the Utah Hockey Club had puck possession. But Spencer Knight, a couple big saves. Connor Bedard had a really long shift, but stayed on the ice and skated around and was able to rip the game winner. And I like what he was saying to Darren Pang here after the game. They said, how did that one feel? And then Connor just so calm, cool, and collected. Yeah, it felt nice. But I bet it felt really good for Connor, who takes the losing hard and knows that he's a big reason for the Blackhawks' success, and how well he plays normally leads to good success for the Hawks. But a good night for him, a good night for Frank Nazar, the future on display, getting that penalty shot goal. That really got the crowd into it and gave him a two-goal lead and had a big celebration after. So that was really good to see there. Connor Bedard met with the media after the game. Let's listen into what he had to say after this one.
We had a solid amount of looks, and obviously in the third they kind of took it to us, but you know, they're going to press when we're up a couple, so you know, I thought we weathered the storm all right, and it's good to get the win.
Good to see Ryan Donato still here.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, him and I are pretty close, and obviously it's a long day, long week for him, and you know, we know he's happy to stay, and he's happy that it's all kind of over, and he can just play hockey.
You were honest the other day about feeling like you need to produce more and have a near goal assist, and then that OT winner tonight. You feel good about getting back on the score sheet?
Yeah, of course it's nice to produce. I mean, you know, I'm a offensive guy, and he obviously points on everything, but you know, you can see a couple go your way, it obviously feels good. And you know, like I said, it's kind of, you know, my job to create offense and, you know, produce. And you know, I had a little stress there where I wasn't, and obviously it's just one game, but it's good to, you know, have that.
What do you see in the OT point?
I mean, I wanted to dish it, you know, I think on that kind of 2-on-1 with Dell, and the guy back check well and just try to have a little poise, and I wanted to dish it again with Turbo, so last resort, just chuck one on net, and fortunately went in.
You had almost had one earlier that hit the crossbar, but it seemed like you had the presence of mind right to beat Dursey to the loose puck to set up Kaiser's goal.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's kind of, you know, if there's a loose puck, you're going to try to win it, so yeah.
You guys have got points in four straight games. Is there anything that's specifically changed with the vibe in the room, or is it just finding something and sticking with it?
I think, you know, we've been, you know, a little more consistent. You know, obviously we're going to have little lapses, and every team has them, whether you're in our position or first in the league, and it's just about kind of handling that and having as little as you can. I thought we've done a pretty good job, and, you know, we've been, you know, having a lot of guys chip in, which has been great. So, you know, we just got to keep trying to build our game and, you know, try to win these close ones, because that's kind of, I think, help us take us to another level.
Does it feel good to beat this team in particular after some close contested losses?
Yeah, I think after last week, obviously it was only 2-1, but, I mean, they absolutely dominated us. And, you know, it's fun when, you know, they need the wins, and, you know, obviously we're not pushing for the playoffs, but if you can kind of make it a little tougher for them to get in, it's fun. So, you know, that's always good.
How do you like being on the line with Nazar and Doc for a while here?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've, you know, tonight was our best of the, I don't know, 2 or 3 games, whatever it's been. And, you know, we just got to keep building. Obviously, we're all young, and we're all, you know, growing and whatnot. So just keep, you know, playing hard and trying to be good away from the puck. And obviously, when we get the puck, try to use our creativity and create chances.
Thanks, guys.
It was Connor Bedard after tonight's game. Yeah, I thought that was funny. One quote that he said, he on the game-winning goal, he wanted to pass it twice. And coming in entering the zone, he had a couple options, and the hockey club took it away. And he skated around the net and then got in between the circles and just ripped it and got it past the goaltender and got the win for the Hawks. So Bedard, good to see him getting 2 points, getting a goal and an assist. He has a +1 on the day, and he had 5 shots on goal too as well. Playing 23 minutes of ice time too, so a lot of time on the ice for Bedard. That was really good to see for him there. Frank Nazar played well as well, having another good game. He's up on the line with Connor Bedard. He had that penalty shot goal, and it was really good to see because right when he came up from Rockford, he had a lot of opportunities on breakaways, and he wasn't able to finish it. He was getting those opportunities, but the next step was him finishing it. And John and Troy were describing it perfectly. It was just him at center ice, him against the goaltender one-on-one, all center of attention. And he looked really calm, cool, and collected there, knocking that one past to give the Hawks a 3-1 lead. And eventually the Hawks were able to get the 4-3 win. So that was a big win for the Hawks and a really nice homestand for them. Getting points in each of those games, getting 2 wins, and then they had that overtime loss to Ottawa on Wednesday, but they were able to get the points in all 3, which is something that they've been trying to build towards. And something Pat Maroon said after the game on Wednesday is that they're trying to finish the season .500, and now they have Ryan Donato staying around, and Patrick Maroon staying around, and some of the young guys are going to come up, and it's a good goal to have for them going towards the end of the season to try to end it on a high note. We got more to get to here on the Blackhawks postgame show. Hoping to hear from Frank Nazar after the break and some from Anders Sorensen. Quick turnaround for the Hawks. They're heading to Nashville tomorrow, so I'll try to get some sound here on the postgame show. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
Schmaltz wins this draw, and then Keller turns the puck over. Donato lead pass Nazar on a breakaway into the Utah zone. Draws a penalty, and a penalty shot will be called.
You bet.
Frank Nazar had a breakaway, trailing the breakaway, I believe, John Marino, who interfered with Nazar, and now Nazar is going to get a penalty shot, the first of his career. Crowd stands at the United Center. Nazar collects the puck at center ice. He's over the Utah line, down the slot, deeks and shoots. He scores! Sweet backhand from Frank Nazar goes top shelf. Hawks 3, Utah 1. Penalty shot goal for the Hawks, and the building's alive.
That was Frank Nazar's penalty shot goal. Yeah, that was a real sweet move to score that one, and that really got the building going going into the second intermission, and then the Hawks were able to get the big win in overtime. Frank Nazar, really nice game for him tonight, and he's played pretty well since coming up, and he's a big key piece going forward in this rebuild, seeing where he could be maybe a second-line centerman next year. Right now playing with Connor Bedard, he had that goal as the only point of the game, but played pretty well. Two shots as well. He met with the media after the game. Let's hear what he had to say.
I kind of based it off the game. I had a chance earlier in the first, which was pretty similar to that, and kind of read how the goalie was playing it and how he was moving. So then just, you know, waiting for the refs to blow that whistle, just kind of reading and going over those previous plays and just saw what was open, you know, just read and react.
Frank, did they tell you that you're the first Hawks rookie in franchise history to make a penalty shot?
No way, really? That's cool.
Do you remember when your last one was at Michigan? Or?
It was actually, I think my last penalty shot might have been Youth Olympics.
What's that whole moment feel like, just the tensions on you and all that?
Honestly, it's a little different this time. Went out for the shootout against St. Louis earlier in the season, and you know, a lot of nerves going through you first time, and then this time, just kind of having that experience and knowing what it's going to feel like, and just trusting myself and believe, and just know that I was able to make a good move.
It's been a couple games now that you, Connor, Colton have been together. How do you feel your chemistry is developing?
I think it's been getting better each game. You know, we've had multiple chances every time we've been together, and throughout the whole game, and today was just a nice one for those chances going in, you know, and I mean, if you're able to score, nobody's going to score every chance, you know, so it's just staying at it and sticking to it, and just keep going at it.
How do you assess the team game overall?
I think it's been great, honestly, since break, and obviously a lot of stuff going around right now, but being able to come together as a group, you know, and just believe in each other and still try to play the right way, you know, for a full 60. Is awesome, and being able to get that win is felt pretty good.
How does it set you up for the road trip?
Confidence, you know, it's always nice being excited. You know, we guys in here, we don't like to lose, obviously, and it sucks. And you get a glimpse of what it is like when you win, and how fun it is, and how fun the league can be. So just knowing that, and going on this road trip, just try to get as many wins as we can.
How happy are you to go through a trade deadline and, you know, some guys you had to say goodbye to, but some you keep, like Donato?
It's definitely a mix of emotions. You know, there's guys that you bond well with and you talk a lot with that end up leaving, and guys that you bond well with and talk a lot with that are staying, you know, so you're excited both ways, and it's, you know, that's hockey. You wish the best of luck to those guys that you're friends with and you respect, you know, and hopefully down the road, you know, see him again and, you know, get to have those conversations.
There's Frank Nazar going through his first trade deadline. I like what he's saying about the young gun line of Doc, Bedard, and him getting some chemistry. Hopefully you can see some consistent line mates with Connor Bedard and some players emerge to play with him in the future. And knowing that Frank Nazar plays well with Connor Bedard would be very good for the Hawks moving on in the future as they try to move out of this rebuild going forward. We'll wrap up the postgame show coming up next with our next game preview. You're listening to Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
Back to the Seattle end of the ice. Feed to Forsberg. Forsberg trying to go in front with it, and it was tipped in off of Seattle's stick. And the Predators take a 3-1 lead.
Pete Weber, WPRT-FM, Nashville Radio. And that is our next game preview. Tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. You know, the Hawks heading down to Nashville to start a four-game road trip. And the Predators have won their last two games, getting a 6-3 win on the road at Boston on Tuesday. And then last night, They got a 5-3 win over the Seattle Kraken, and then now they'll be hosting the Blackhawks before they head out on their own West Coast road trip for three games heading out west. Yeah, the Predators had big expectations coming into the season, like Troy mentioned in our post game. They're 5 points ahead of the Blackhawks right now in the standings. It's a very disappointing year for them going all in, getting Steven Stamkos and Marchessault coming over in big free agent season. They just had a rough start to the season, losing their first, it looks like, five games of the season, and just really haven't been able to figure it out ever since. So, disappointing year for them, but the Hawks got to coming in off a back-to-back. They want them to start off strong, and kind of how Utah did in this game. They came out playing very aggressive and kind of pushed the Hawks back on their feet, pushed them back to start, but give Spencer Knight credit again. I think we're going to be saying that a lot the rest of the season. Keeping the Hawks in the game, getting 36 saves tonight for the Hawks to help lead them to a win. He had an insane save in the first period. He was laying on his left side, and there was an open net, and a Utah hockey player tried to knock it in, and he was just laying with his glove on the ground. It went right into his glove and or on the ice, and he was able to snag it and get the save. So Spencer Knight did another good impression here in start number two. Should most likely expect Arvid Soderblom in net tomorrow with the back-to-back. And the Hawks going with these young goaltenders now with Peter Mrazek being traded to Detroit. So the Hawks, with the youth movement in between the pipes and up and down the lineup, should be fun to watch heading into the rest of the season. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Big thanks to everybody involved in our broadcast tonight. Our on-site reporter filling in for me, Tony DeNardis. Our engineer here at the UC, the Hall of Famer, Paul Zerang. Back at the station, the great Brett Jackson was our engineer. He had the production team of Alan Poppy and Patrick Hennessy doing a great job back there. Hawks are in Nashville tomorrow night. We'll talk to you then. Honored to fill in for Charlie Meliotis, as always. Charlie, hope you're feeling better, and we'll see you soon. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:30, pregame Hawks at Nashville Predators.